introduce Evie, who will share her experience for 20 minutes on the fear inventory, which is around page 67 in the big book. Evie, take it away. Thanks.
Great. Thanks. I can only see if there are any people, but hi to everyone. I'm seeing there's like other attendees and so to qualify in OA, Al-Anon, and UA now. Got another one. and I was really like BBA because when people are sharing recovered, it just really feels, I don't know, I remember feeling like that was really naughty to say in 12 steps. And it's just nice to kind of, I don't know, it feels nice to say that. And I'm definitely like recovering in, I would say, one and feel recovered in the others. And the fear inventory, I didn't really know it would be the fear inventory until today, but I misread my text saying, I thought it said the fear of fear. And I was like, oh, that's a strange one. And then I read it properly. But actually, it played on my mind, the fear of fear, because like everyone knows in the BBA, we go through the exercise of and then what, and then what, and then what will happen, and taking it all the way to the end. And to be honest, I got a lot out of the BBA, but I didn't actually get a lot out of that exercise in particular. I found it quite like in my head still, and I was like, yeah, I know all fears lead to death, and I get it, but I think, you know, what was that exercise pointing towards? And it's like, what is my experiential, like when any fear, if every fear has the same root, what's the experience in the moment? Like that fear, what is the fear itself? And I think when I'm in the moment of fear, not when I'm even inventorying it or thinking about it, I find it very hard to, or I've learned through the program to observe my experience of it as it's happening. And so it's not just a mental exercise. And when I misread the fear of fear today, I was like, that's kind of it. That there's a sensation that I call fear that I really don't like. And I'll do anything to get rid of it, including throwing as much like spiritual stuff at it as I can to try and like get it away. So I'll be like, oh, like rattling my brain, you know, for spiritual techniques to kind of whack it on the head. And actually, it's like, what am I trying to whack on the head? The experience of fear itself. And the other things are kind of ideas. And I was like, oh, that's a really good thing I can share about. And then later on, just earlier today, I was in an Uber on the way back from a job, and I started to feel really sick. And I don't, like, that's one of my fears. And I was like, oh God, I want to, you know, I was feeling fine about sharing about fear until I actually felt feeling fear. And I felt really vulnerable and I felt really young. And I was like, I don't like this. I don't like the fear. And I saw my thoughts swirling around and swirling around and swirling around. And remembering that I was talking about fear this evening, I think I was just a little bit more willing to be curious, and I try and practice this as much as possible. I think Al-Anon really opened me up to just my feelings and not running and not fixing myself. With that in mind, I just went into it, and I saw these thoughts were swirling around, but they didn't actually they were just different ideas. Like we look at in the fear infantry, they were just ideas of, well, I've got a really strong idea that I'm afraid of vomiting. I've got a really strong idea that I'm afraid of money. Like I've got a really strong idea. And they're all stories that are attached to this thing, fear, like this thing that I'll never really experience or get to or want to touch upon, even if it's very alive, because the stories just feel very like I have to tackle them, I have to tackle the story, I have to go into the story and go into the thoughts and rearrange all of these different little elements to make that fear go away. And it's exhausting because when I did the fear inventory, I just saw, I mean, the good thing about that exercise was I got really like bored and exhausted halfway through. I was like, there's 1,000,005 of them and they've all got the same root. And it's quite obvious that, well, I don't know what to do with that root on my own power. I don't know, like, who wants to sit with the fear of death on like a Saturday or a weekend? what do you do with it? And it really sort of backs me into a corner of like there must be something so much bigger than this survival thing. There must be something so much bigger than this like core of survival that, you know, every fear I have is like I'm not going to survive. And there must be something so much bigger. And I'm really speaking from a place where I've experienced that like very few, like the sort of hitting truth of that a few times, but it's not always my like my actual experience. And but I know, I feel like I've felt it enough to know that it's the truth. And then I'm realizing that this thing called fear, there's nothing I can really do about it other than just keep feeding it, watching it, feeding it, and turning it over, and letting it empty out as it comes. And there was a few moments when I was just practicing it today where it really just, it almost felt unbelievable that it couldn't be attached to this feeling in my stomach, or it felt unbelievable that the, you know, that wasn't causing this. But there's a few moments where I was like, oh, it's just a feeling. Like if I didn't have any memory at all of all of these stories and all of my past and all of the ways that I need to survive, it would just be a feeling, like albeit a bit of an unpleasant one, but one that I make so much worse by trying to fix and control and numb out. And for me, you know, like the food was definitely a kind of like push, like get it to go somewhere in my body, get it to stop. The controlling and fixing was like a really slimy one, because it was just like, if I just, like all the stress responses, okay, if I fight it, if I push it down with food, and if I flight, if I'm sort of just like, oh, think of all the spiritual things, or just like bypass, you know, completely push it out of the way. And then I think my UA sort of side of things is like a freeze. It's just like, oh my god, if I just stay still long enough, if I just don't do anything and don't move and put myself in bubble wrap and, yeah, maybe like, you know, lock all the fears off, they won't get me. And really I'm just running from myself. I think the root of fear is like I'm terrified of myself, really. Like this funny thing in me that I'm terrified of, that's not actually, that has no more reality than just a sensation that I've tried to like squeeze away from myself for so long. And I think the real gift of program is realizing when there is something way bigger than that slightly unpleasant feeling, at times really unpleasant feeling, when there is something so much bigger than that, and when the reality of me, life, bigger picture is so much bigger than that, then it doesn't need to sort of, it talks about, what is it in the book, but driving, like driven by 100 forms, it doesn't need to drive me around anymore. I can be with it, and I can sort of do my best to just keep reminding myself that there is something higher, but I don't need to be dragged around by it. And that pause is amazing, because for so long, being in survival mode where there was no other way to like run away from that, and just not knowing that it was something in myself, there wasn't like all of these scary things in the world, it was just even just knowing that now, even when I'm not feeling it, completely changes things. Words have dried up, so I'll just see if there's anything else to share. Funnily, I've also been a bit scared of silence recently, and just then I was like, I want to keep blabbling on about something that sounds but yeah, I just kind of sat with it for a bit, and there's those fears, like, there's that fear right now, that's kind of a live one, where I found it hard in meditation for the first time in a couple of years to sit in that silence. And when a lot of the kind of outside fears are gone, it's just like, I don't want to go in, you know, I know it's within, so I don't want to go there. And but I feel like this has just been really powerful to tap into the truth that below that kind of sensation and below that feeling, it's just me and God. Like, that's what it is below that. And in that way, fear feels quite small, when before it literally ruined and ran my life. And ironically, I am feeling quite silent now after being, I don't know about resistance, I just felt like there was a little kid in me being like, I don't want to get silent. For quite a while. And yeah, I think with that I'm going to leave it there, but thanks for asking me to speak today, Amy.
Thank you very much, Evie, for sharing your experience with us today. And as a reminder, we only record our speaker and not the shares. Another gentle reminder, if you come late in the future, please be sure to mute immediately, otherwise you may disturb the meditation or the speaker recording. So we're coming into the time of general sharing, and it's split into two parts. So the first part, anyone who is currently sober, abstinent from their physical craving, and has worked the Big Book Awakening process with a Big Book Awakening guide or sponsor using the BBA workbook up to this step or topic, can share in the first part of this time. Please stay on topic. If you're a newcomer and you have not done the work related to this topic or step as done through the Big Book Awakening using the BBA workbook, there will be time reserved for you later in the crossfire portion of the meeting. I will indicate when it's time for